Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. This is Sonia Nadina Haynes, inviting you to change your mind and shift your life. We are on Change Your Mind, Shift Your Life Talk Radio, and I am an emotional healer. I don't do a lot of self-promotion, even though I'm all over the internet, which is kind of funny. Maybe I'm waiting for spirit to guide you to me, but I figure, you know, what I say, the information that I channel speaks for itself. Today's show, I'm going to talk about trust, a matter of trust, because it's something that's been flying around all over the planet. You know, the Olympics is going through a great deal of upheaval right now with the whole idea of trust of athletes. And it's funny because in our modern world, we expect athletes to be exemplary, to use their gifts, their skills without adding anything to it. And yet I saw a program on, I don't remember what the sport was, where they're using computers to help them figure out how to best their sport. So, you know, exactly which is it? What is it? And then you have the political parties, you know, whether it be Canada or the U.S. or across the planet. Even Russia is getting involved in global politics now where they didn't before. And again, the whole idea of how do you trust that person? And I've had people come to me and say, right in my face, Sonia, I totally, absolutely trust you. And when they say that to me, I get a bit of a shiver, because I know that person actually doesn't trust. So I'm going to talk about trust and how it works. And, you know, I tend to turn a lot of the things that we know, that we've heard, upside down a little bit, because we have a way of looking at the world which I think should shift, should change. And as I've said before, you are the center of your universe. Everything around you, everything that occurs around you, and if you can imagine that, and imagine the scene in The Matrix where Neo is in the room with the creator, and there are cameras all the way around in the sphere around him, and each one has an image of him. So there's an angry Neo, there's a pleading Neo, there's a peaceful Neo, there's a contemplative Neo. So everything around us is reflecting our unconscious belief system. And when we go out into the world, most people are searching for someone to trust, somehow, somewhere they can trust, put their trust. But the only place you can actually put your trust that is tangible is in yourself. I'm doing the pregnant pause. The only place you can put your trust is in yourself. I was, and back to me a smidge, I'm an intuitive. So people call me a psychic, you know, could be a medium. Some people call me oracle, and they do that because I can see you. I see you into your heart, and I'm able to show you or shine a light on what I see so that you can see it as well. So that's pretty much what I do, and it doesn't require your faith or trust in me to see it. All you have to do is to look within as I'm shining the mirror, and you can see yourself. In my practice, isn't that funny? I'm calling it a practice. Oh, my goodness, I'm a business now. But in my practice, you know, when I go out into the world and I meet people, as I said before, I can see you. I see each person I see as a child. So somewhere between birth and 6 years old, and sometimes even before birth, when you're in the uterus, I see the personality formed at that time. That personality creates the person that you are for the rest of your life. And what happens is that you become the central energy in your life, and then the rest of the world, the people that you meet, show up and reflect back to you everything that you think consciously or unconsciously. And we think more unconscious thoughts than we do conscious thoughts. So, you know, when you're saying to yourself, I will go out and I will create the greatest art painting or the greatest book that's ever been written or piece that's ever been painted, when you say that out loud, because there's a whole bunch of people hanging out around you, and then you turn to them, because I've had people say that to me, trust me, I promise this is what I'm going to do, trust me. And when they say that, I know that inside of themselves, there's a voice that's saying, you can't do that. What makes you think you can do that? What makes you think you can create the greatest art piece? Because guess what? Look all the, I mean, there's Gauguin, there's Leonardo da Vinci. Look at all these people who've created all this stuff. What makes you think you can do that? So that's the unconscious conversation that's going on within us as we're yelling out loud outside, trust me. And I know they say you need to fake it till you make it. And it's quite all right to do the faking. But the faking only occurs when you do not believe it in your core. And so when you go out and you, you know, express yourself and you yell to the world that this is what I am, this is who I am, but you don't believe it, you're going to draw into your world individuals who will reflect back to you the lack of trust that you have in yourself. So if you don't trust yourself, you'll meet untrustworthy people. That's kind of how it works. It's almost like there's something within us that's actually trying really hard to help us to be true and honest to ourselves. Do you know the rest of the world doesn't matter? If people believe you, it's okay. If they don't, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. It should not matter if no one believes you. And it should not matter if they do. That is, when someone lives their lives in that way, that is true balance. That is when you stand and you are moving through your life totally empowered. Empowerment is about being within yourself, within your core, living your truth without worrying about whether the rest of the world is going to accept it or not. And then when you speak, you can be as quiet as possible. You can actually not express yourself at all. But when you speak, people will stop and they will be pulling their ear towards you to hear you. The core of yourself, that trust that you have of yourself, where it's not dependent on other people's view of you. It's not dependent on whether they trust you or not. When you trust yourself completely within your core, and I do that pregnant pause, but when you trust yourself within your core, then you will draw into your world people who will trust you, and you will look at them wondering, how can you trust me? I never said anything that's trustworthy. But there's a light that shines from your center that people will be drawn to. They will be connected to. Do you know that if you, and you know, as an intuitive here, people go to psychics and they report back, they come and they say to me, oh my goodness, I went to this person and that person told me that I have a curse on me and I need to do this, that, and the other. And it's because the individual, when they go to a psychic, they have a preconceived idea that psychics are not honest. But they're going to go check anyway. I've had people come to me just to see whether I'm for real or not. I've actually, I had a guy come to see me many years ago. I was in Vancouver. He came by for a session, and I talked to him, and I guided him in the direction that I see in his future. Because back again, I see you in your future. Now, that is as close to you or as far away from you as your belief in yourself. So that's a big thing. So I guided him, and he was actually quite lost. So his mom is the one that sent him to see me. He was quite lost. He wasn't sure what to do with himself. And I saw him that he needed to go and work in the film industry. So he needed to go to the film industry, and he needed to do, not as an actor. Many people think, I'm going into the movies, I'm going to be an actor, but there's lots and lots and lots of work in the back end that pays extremely well. So I saw him, you know, working in the back end, using his skills and his gifts. And I guess he told a friend of his who was a cop. And so she came by for a reading, and she sat down, and immediately I saw the authority energy around her. So, you know, I sensed that she was either in the military or in the police department. So anyway, we had the conversation. We were talking and talking. And, you know, as we were talking, I kind of saw that there's no way she was going to continue in that field that she was in. She was going to change. And she, of course, is trying to inform me that, no, I will be here forever. No. I said, something is going to occur that's going to cause you to change. And at the end of the reading, she then tells me, gives me her name with her number. I don't know what the number is, code. I'm not very... I'm not very up on the world and all the codes and all the stuff that they do. I watch James Bond, but I don't pay attention to all those things. So it was almost like she had come to see me to see if I was honest or not. But then because I didn't care, and I didn't take her behavior as positive or negative, her behavior didn't impact me. It didn't matter to me, you know, and that's where you need to be when you walk through the planet, when you live your life, whether you're in a relationship or not. And relationship is another thing we could even tackle. If you're in a relationship and you don't trust yourself in that relationship, there's no way that the relationship can go in a positive way. And I know we always want someone that we can trust, but you are the only person you can trust in any aspect of your life. When you trust that you can never be hurt, no matter what, you will draw into your world a person, a partner, who will not hurt you, who will not require your trust, because the energy between the two of you will be so powerful, so tangible, so clean, so beautiful, that there's no way there has to be any form of trust issue. And I know I sound a bit way out there, don't I? But that's the truth of the matter. That is the truth of being human. You do not have to trust anyone. It is not necessary for you to trust anyone other than yourself. This is Sonia Haynes, inviting you to change your mind and shift your life. As I said in the beginning of the show, I am an emotional healer. I do use my intuitive ability. Sometimes people like me to pull out my tarot cards, and I do. I use those, and they see, after I've spoken with them, they see what I've drawn in the cards, and it's usually exactly what we've said. I do workshops. So I am the author of The Power of Money, How You See Money is How You See Yourself book. And in that book, I talk about, again, it's a matter of trust, how you can put yourself on the path towards financial security. And it is something that resonates with you, like you put yourself on the path of your financial security. I've written a few other books. I have a course on Udemy.com. I am with psychic.biz. That's an interesting experience. I have a one-hour show on there called The Oracle speaks or something to that effect. It's on the Psychic Coffee Shop. So I'm out there, and there's an app now that my Tarot Advisor app, which is also very interesting. It's just started, so yeah, go roam around the internet. Sonia Nadina Haynes or Sonia Haynes, you'll find my picture, and then you'll see what I'm doing. I've written a lot of articles and blogs, and so check me out. There's a lot of learning. The guides channel a lot of information. I write it, and then I send it out. So I am going to open the phone lines and have a chat with you. Let's see what we can do here. 256, hello.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today? I'm well, and how are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
Awesome.
My question is, I have a little anxiety of my son going to another state to college. I don't know if he's going to, you know, just transition the way he's supposed to because he's the only child. And
yeah.
I just want to maybe get some information from Spirit on kind of help him transition or what I need to look for or.
Yeah. The only thing that you can do where he is concerned is to show him how much you trust that he will be okay.
Okay.
Right? He's made a decision. He's made a karmic decision to break away from being the only child because only children get protected and overprotected over time. And sorry, I'm not sure where you are. There's a lot of background noise that's coming through. Okay. So basically, He's going to do very well. He will be fine. The noise is quite loud. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there you are. So he's going to be fine. As when you ask the question, I check in to see if there are any challenges there. And other than just buckling down to his grades, he's going to be just fine. I see him receiving his diploma at the end of his college term. And I see you in the audience crying your eyes out because your baby's just made it. So he's going to be quite good. All you do is try not to over-cuddle him, but every now and again send him a little card or a bit of cake or little, you know, care packages, because his friends will, he may say, oh, mom, send me another one, but his friends will be quite impressed. So that's all you do. So you're going to love from afar and with a light hand and give him the space to spread his wings. But he's going to make you very, very, very proud.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So, my pleasure, sweetie. Don't worry. He is doing great, and I know he's already made you proud, but wow, wait till you get to the end of this journey.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oops. Oops, 617, hello.
Hi, Sonia. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I've come to a decision in regards to a relationship, more of a friendship. A lot of it has to do with the age difference. He is a grown man, and I don't know why it's an issue for me, but it is.
What do you mean a grown man? You mean he's much older than you?
No, actually, he's much younger than me.
Much younger than you, okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't make him a grown man, would it?
Well, did you ever see that movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
and I guess, people label me as a cougar. And I would have never ever thought.
Remember what I said in the beginning of the show. It doesn't matter what people think, as long as you're not robbing the cradle, i.e., he's not under 19 years old.
No,
you're good.
Oh, no, no.
There you
no.
go. So,
no.
you know, it's interesting because we choose different ways to experience love. And in some ways, we choose, when we incarnate, we choose that our partner, our life partner, is older than us. And other times, we choose that they're younger than us. Sometimes, we choose that they're our same, the same gender as us. Sometimes, we choose that they may be a different gender, but they change their gender through, you know, reorganization or whatever they call the term, reassignment. So love is just what it is. And if people want to call you a cougar, put on some leopard print pants, walk down the street and say, okay, you, okay, people, you see me now? And then you go home and put on your elegance. Don't let people define your ability to love. Do you understand?
This is true. This is true. I don't know why I allow this.
Yeah, I know, but it's because of the prying eyes and voice of people, but women outlive men quite a bit, and it's actually not a bad idea for younger men to be with older women because you'd end up at the same age. There's a lot of women who are left alone because their husbands, you know, don't make it. So I'm going to suggest that, you know, you go into your heart and you look in his soul and you ask, is this man comfortable for me to be with? And if your heart says yes, then take your walk down the road and laugh your head off. And if people are looking at you funny, you tell them to go get themselves one.
You want to get me arrested, don't you?
As long as he's not 14, you're good.
No, oh God, no.
Yeah,
but does
so there
he
you
feel
go.
The same
That's
way
it,
about me?
You know?
But does he feel the same way about me?
Yes, he does. And that's the interesting thing. He doesn't understand why, but you two need to work on, you know, because if you were with someone older, you wouldn't have that same feeling. So why would you deny
this?
Oh,
but you want to know something? I did. I was married before. My husband was 17 years older than me.
Yeah, and now you're switching over. That's fine. Mine was
and
19
I had a little bit
years
issue
older
with that.
Than I.
Oh, really?
I didn't have an issue. Mine was 19 years older than I, and I didn't have an issue with it. He was the one with the problem because people thought that his kids were his grandkids, but they didn't mind. They saw their daddy as their daddy because I didn't make it a big issue.
That's right.
You see?
That's
right. Yeah, I did not make it an issue. So when I didn't make it an issue, it wasn't one.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
we're in... I'm sorry, go on.
Someone labeled me as being insane. I'm insane.
You say, thank
I'm
you
insane.
For noticing. You want to join me? Say, thank you for noticing. You want to join me? Like, yeah, that we are on the planet right now. You know, we are, guess what? The White House just put into legislation that you love who you love.
Wow.
We are on, at this time on the planet, it is an energy of acceptance. You're learning to accept yourself and your ability to love and to love whom you do. That's it. We are no longer in an energy of prejudice and you know, defining someone based on all these different agendas that we put there. So it's important for you at this stage to define within your heart if this person works for you. And then I think Stella is still hanging out with that guy when she got her groove back. You know? So, but if you make it a big deal,
I love it.
Then it becomes a big deal, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But it's not, I guess to me, again, I could care less. I thought I didn't care what society thought. I really didn't. And so this gentleman.
Until you face it. That's
right.
Right.
And then I'm like, I actually actually love this person. And then there's and then it's like, oh, well, what about age? What about age? you're a cougar, you're this and that, you're crazy, you're insane, you don't have anything to offer anybody because you're crazy, you're insane. This is the reason why your life is the way, because you're running after this young dude, and it's horrible.
No, it isn't. Thank them for noticing. When people notice your life and how you're living it, it means you're doing something right.
Right, right. And I'm not breaking it. No law's been broken. Again, he's a grown man. He pays his bills. He can drive. He can drink. He can do whatever he wants to do.
As long as he's not underage, that's all I have to say. If
he's
underage,
not, he's
you're
not
in
underage.
Trouble. So then let
he's,
go
yeah.
of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right,
put
honey.
Peace in your heart.
Right,
let your heart guide you, sweetie. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Take
all
care.
All right.
Love.
Thank you as always.
My
alrighty.
Pleasure.
Many
bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Hello.
630. Hello. Hi. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Yeah.
It's okay. Thank you.
How are you today, sweetie?
Yeah. Good, thank you, Sonia. And how are you?
I'm well, thanks. What can I do for you today?
It's about a job. I have interviews coming up. In the past, I've gone to interviews, but I wasn't selected. And the interview went well. I want to know what's preventing me from getting offers.
You're not showing them your strengths. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not showing them. It's almost like when you go into the interview, you are almost a little bit timid. You need to interview the interviewer. You need to ask them about their company. You know, like, make a list of questions. And when you go and you say, I have a list of questions for you, right? After they've finished their interview. And if they ask you, do you have any questions? You have a list of questions and you ask them about what type of company they do and what's their turnover and those sorts of things. And it shows that you're able to take control. That's what they're looking for. And you have that ability, but you've been a little bit afraid to put yourself forward, to assert yourself. That's the word I was looking for. And so you need to do that. Once you do that, you'll be fine. And I guarantee you, one of these interviews coming up, actually you're going to get 2 callbacks because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I do. I have 2 interviews coming up.
Yeah, just use what I suggested. Go in knowing that you know what you're doing. I'd suggest that you do a little bit of research on the company when you go in, because those are the things that impress them, right? And when you talk to them, you're going to say, this is, I hear you. Thank you very much for the interview. I appreciate your interest in me. Now, let me ask you a few things. And when you do it with that pretty smile on your face, and when you do that, then they will be, sounds like someone who can take control and possibly move up in the company if we need that. That's what they're looking for, and that's what you have the ability to do. Because I could see you moving up in a company, the one that you end up in. So it's going to be very good for you.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
So you will get 2 callbacks, and you just decide the one that fits your heart and pays you the most amount of money, because money is important these days, okay?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, love you. Take care.
Yes, love you too. Thank you.
I love
Bye.
You. Bye-bye, love. Bye. Okay, and we have another call here. And we're heading out of the show is closing up. We're going to go into the archive, and I have 1 more call. So thank you for joining me, and let's have a look at this number here. Hello, it's the 111 number.
Hello.
Hi, love.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I'm so sorry my phone is 111. I did an update. I have to change it back to I.
That's,
it's not.
That's
I'm sorry. Okay. It's
no,
Karen.
Don't. I don't take anything whichever way. Just, everything is perfect, oh, love. So
it is.
No,
no I know. That's so cute. I just didn't realize I did that. Employment, the same as the last person. Do you see me getting an offer soon?
Is there's another interview that I see you taking, unless if you have one coming up, there's another interview, and it's kind of funny because there's a lot of burgundy colors, or they call it oxblood, like that dark red color around the company. I don't know if it's on their logo or but there's that burgundy oxblood color. It's more burgundy, I'm going to say. Burgundy is an old nut color, so it's a company that's been around for quite some time, and this company is the one that's going to call you back. It's a very official-looking logo as well. I can't quite make out the wording on it, but it's got this burgundy. It might be gold, and it could be like a navy blue or, you know, like burgundy and blue colors. But that's the color of the logo of the company. And that's the one that will actually accept you. Somehow you and the interviewer hit it off, and it's almost like they decide you're it the minute you walk through the door. Just do your thing to impress them, but you will be almost hired before you're interviewed because they like your energy.
When do you feel this is going to take place, Sonia?
It's in August. So August is today, isn't it, or tomorrow? So it's in August.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be right away. And again, you know, in my show, I talk about trust. Trusting in yourself that you know what you're doing.
I know.
Trusting in yourself that you know who you are. You don't need people to trust you. You have to trust you. Once you do that, you walk in with that confidence that says, I am the one for the job. And the minute you do that, and I got goosebumps up my legs, because that's the energy that you'll walk in with, and they will actually be connected to you before they even interview. They'll interview you as a formality, but you'll be hired before you even start talking, just on the energy you project as you walk through the door. So keep that in mind when you go on your interview. And this month is the month that you will find that settling, that balance, that connection for your work.
And an offer.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's basically they will choose you right off the bat. There won't be any hemming and hawing and what should we do. It'll be, I want that person. The person I want, and that's what they're going to do. Okay.
Well, I have to tell you something, though, that I called you about, it was about 5-6 weeks ago, maybe, and you had told me, I'm trying to get out of what I'm doing. I've been in the financial industry for 20 years, and I'm back in it, but I called you 6 weeks ago, and you said, you're going to get a new job offer within the company, and I said to you, how could that be? I'm trying to get out of it. I just couldn't understand it, but you know what? 3 weeks, honest to God, it wasn't a new job in the company, but they offered a couple people to work in a different department for overtime. So I know that's what you picked up, just to let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if there's a college or university around. It just feels that kind of very, like a university or college or something to that effect around that area. But it's got a very business-like energy to this company.
That's
so
funny,
because
I'm setting up the university. Yeah, I'm sending them to universities. I'm sending them to universities. That's really good, and I never guess. That's so funny that you've brought that up. But I'm not going to analyze it. The best one is going to call me. That's all I'm saying. So,
well,
let it happen.
You choose. Go out. Look through all of them. Scan all of them. Look at which one gives you that nice feeling. And then as you look at which one gives you that nice feeling, look at the job and see if you want it. Do you want the job? That's the main thing. Not because many of us run around grabbing a job because it's a job, but it's about what fits with your spirit. And when you find the one that fits with your spirit, you say, that's the job. You're going to walk in and you will get that job. So that's the process.
Thank
okay?
you so much.
You're welcome.
Listen, you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Enjoy your Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And that's the show for today. Thank you, all of you who called in. You know, this is a time for magic. You have the ability. It's you who chooses. You who creates your abundance. You who chooses which direction your life goes. And I'm going to ask you to focus on that. Put yourself in the center of your life and decide what you want. You've got a smorgasbord in front of you. Don't just pick the thing that you think you should have. Choose the thing that fits you, lifts you up, and makes you feel good. So that's the direction that I do. This is Sonia Nadina Haynes inviting you to change your mind and shift your life. Until next Sunday, thank you so much for joining me again. Good night.